وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا.
As news of Abraha's departure with this massive army begins to spread, the Arabs begin to feel alarmed, shocked, and very angry at who would dare to do this. One of the noblemen of Yemen at that time was Dhu Nafar. He gathered people and told them what Abraha was up to, and invited people to join him in trying to stop Abraha. So they gathered as many men as they could, weapons, numbers, strength, and they stood up to oppose Abraha. However, Abraha crushed them without too much difficulty, and he captured Dhu Nafar and kept him with him. Then they went a little bit further, and as they were getting closer in proximity to Mecca, there was the land of the people of Khatam. The people of Khatam also stood up against Abraha and tried to stop him. However, he crushed them also. Their leader's name was Nufail ibn Habib. Nufail was captured and Abraha was going to kill him, but then he thought that no one knows this region better than Nufail, and I need a very good guide. So he decided to keep Nufail with him. Abraha continues to proceed with this massive army until he reaches Taif. By now, the news of Abraha's unstoppable army had spread far and wide. The people of Taif were well aware of who Abraha was and what he was capable of. Now, Taif was the place where they had a temple, a shrine built specifically for their god Lat. And they did not want Abraha in his anger to destroy their temple. So they welcomed him, they were very nice to him, and they expressed their support for Abraha. Abraha was very happy with them, and they even sent one of their men to assist him, a man by the name of Abu Raghal. So there is Abraha moving in, closing in on the Kaaba. Finally, when he reaches the outer limits of Mecca, at a place called Al-Mughammas, he sends one of his men, Al-Aswad ibn Mafsud, to go and attack all of the ranches and the places where the Arabs have kept their animals for grazing, and to capture all of those animals. Amongst the animals that were captured and taken away were 200 camels belonging to Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib being the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After doing this, and of course one of the purposes of this was to instill fear and terror in the hearts of Quraysh so that they would not rise and oppose Abraha and his army. But after this, Abraha sent one of his men, Hunata, to Mecca to speak to the leader of Mecca, to speak to the chief, the person who was regarded with the highest esteem, the one that everyone looked to for leadership, and to explain to him that their intention was not to destroy the people. Their intention was not to engage in a war, but rather just to demolish the Kaaba. So Hunata finds Abdul Muttalib and he explains everything to him. Abdul Muttalib says, look, we do not have the strength, the numbers, the power to stand up against Abraha's army. And if you are here to demolish the Kaaba, then that is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's between you and the Lord of this Kaaba. Hunata said, why don't you come and speak with Abraha? Abdul Muttalib agreed. In some narrations, it's mentioned that Abdul Muttalib said, "I want to meet Abraha." Now, Abdul Muttalib was a very tall, handsome, attractive man. Anyone who saw him would be immediately impressed by his appearance, by his personality. When Abraha saw him entering into his tent, Abraha was also overwhelmed by the presence of Abdul Muttalib and that look of confidence and intelligence that he had on his face. He got off of his chair or his little throne that he had in his tent, sat down on the ground, and sat Abdul Muttalib with him, and he engaged in a discussion with him. And during the course of their discussion, Abraha asks him, "What is it that you would like from me?" Now, there's an interpreter who is translating back and forth between the two men. Abdul Muttalib says that my only need from you is that you return the 200 camels that you have taken from me. Abraha said, "When I saw you, I was so impressed by you. And now that I've heard this from you, I have very little regard left for you. Because you are coming to me when I am here with my army. You're coming to me to ask me to return 200 camels to you. And you have no care, no concern about that structure which is the cornerstone of your religion and the religion of your forefathers. You have no concern for your own heritage or tradition." He says, I'm very disappointed. You have nothing to say about that." So Abdul Muttalib replied that أنا رب الإبل وإن للبيت ربا سيمنعه. I am the owner of camels. That's the extent of my ownership. But this house that you have come to destroy also has an owner. I'm going to look after those things that are under my ownership, and he is going to look after that house with it which is under his ownership. Saying this, Abdul Muttalib got up and left. He left Abraha thinking there for a little while. And he enters into Mecca and he tells everyone to evacuate. He says to everyone, "Get out of here. We are going to be attacked. And go up into the mountains." So the people of Mecca gather whatever they can and climb up into the mountain passes. Abdul Muttalib himself goes to the Kaaba and he grabs the handle of the door and starts praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inna al-abda yamna rahlahu famna'a rihalak la yaghlibanna salibuhum wa mihaluhum ghadwan mihalak. Says, "O Allah, every person, every slave, every human being tries to protect their property. O Allah, this Kaaba is your property. You protect it. Don't allow this mission that they have come on, don't allow their cross to prevail over your house. And don't allow their power to prevail over your power." So he begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made dua. And he said, "Oh Allah, we can't do anything. They have brought elephants to destroy your house, to capture us, to ruin this place. If you allow this to happen, فَأَمْرٌ مَّا بَدَالَكَ. This is something, oh Allah, that is in your control. It is by your will. There's not much that we can do here. We are just begging you to protect this place and to protect this house." Saying this, Abdul Muttalib also left. And some narrations mention that he, along with another person, climbed up to Mount Hira and observed from there everything that was happening. Abraha has now reached the outer limits of the city and is about to charge. And he is preparing his army and his elephants. Their plan was to barge into Mecca and chain the corners of the Kaaba and take these chains, place them around the necks of these elephants, and then make the elephants stampede, make them rush and run so that the Kaaba would collapse from all four corners. So just imagine that each corner is somehow chained up, and then the chains are around the massive necks of these huge elephants, and the elephants are being made to run or to stampede. And as they start running and pulling out in four different directions, the walls begin to collapse and crumble. This was the plan. I mentioned a man by the name of Nufail ibn Habib, he was from Khath'am, and he tried to resist Abraha. Abraha defeated him, captured him, took him as a prisoner, and used him as a guide. Nufail ibn Habib saw an opportunity. So he grabbed the ear of the lead elephant, Mahmud, who was the largest, most dangerous of all the elephants. And the elephants had been trained that in such a way that they were to follow Mahmud's lead. Whatever Mahmud does, the elephants just sort of follow. So he grabs the ear of Mahmud and whispers. He says, "Mahmud, do you know where you've come? You've come to the Haram of Allah. In front of you is Baytullah. That's where you are being taken. You are being told to demolish this. You should stop right now and you should turn away while you still can." Saying this, Nufail escaped, and he also went up into the mountains to watch what's happening.
I hope you enjoyed this video, but before you leave, please do click on the subscribe button and the bell icon for future notifications.